Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience.
Now, something a little bit different.
I would like to leave this city. This old town don't smell too pretty. And I can feel the warning signs running around my mind. So what do you say? You can't give me the dreams in your mind anyway. Half the world away. Half the world away. Half the world away.
Well, the Royal Family is the latest BBC programme to get a warning, a language warning, and other similar warnings like this have been slapped on shows like Fawlty Towers and Dad's Army. They received backlash from fans of the programme, though. We're asking today, are these warnings necessary, or is it just maybe more cancel culture? Joining us here on News Talk to discuss today is broadcaster and journalist Fionnuala Jones. Fionnuala, what do you make of these warnings?
I mean, I'm kind of split on it because I do think they're welcome for the people that need them. But it always brings up these kind of discussions that it really splits people, and it kind of gives conservatives the excuse to poke barbs at people like myself, throw around the word snowflake. I think it really annoys the people who it's not for, if that makes sense. I'd welcome them for a lot of programmes in favour of, we'll say, it's censorship or maybe removing scenes or removing kind of words, especially with this case in the Royal Family. A lot of the language, it's not necessarily slurs that are being used, but it's language that some groups may find sensitive. And I think, to be honest, it just helps them, gives them a little bit of a warning, doesn't really take away from the actual content of the show. And yeah, I think there's a place for them, and I would welcome it here in this instance for sure.
Yeah, you see, I don't have a major issue with this, if I'm honest, because at the end of the day, it's only a warning at the start of the programme. They did something similar, didn't they, with the Crown on Netflix, just in terms of, you know, it's whether it was fact-based or a factual warning, really, about the content. And they do it in plenty of other shows. They're not actually cancelling the programme. They're not changing or rewriting scenes or content or characters. It's just a warning to say, look, there's some unsavoury language maybe used in some of this show and some of the earlier episodes. It was based, though, in the early, when was it, 1990s?
Yes, I think so. And I think that's it. I think there's, with these warnings, there's an admission that, look, this would have been acceptable, in inverted commas, at the time, maybe something that would have been in the vernacular more so than it would be now. And it's just kind of admitting that, look, this wouldn't be said now. This would probably cause offence for some groups. And it's just kind of giving people that warning that people may need. Maybe they've never watched the show before. Maybe they don't want to be caught out. And maybe it's something they're really sensitive to. I think it's totally acceptable. And as you said, it's not a case of they're not saying, look, the Royal Family is totally inappropriate, totally unacceptable. It's just a warning for the people who need it. It's the point I'll always go back to.
Okay. Paul is also on the line here as well. Paul, what do you make of this?
I understand the point and the argument, but I think, like, where do you end? Where do you finish with it? Where do you stop? Because, you know, do you put warnings on movies and TV programs where somebody's seen eating a piece of meat just because vegans or vegetarians might be offended? I think prescribing, you know, how to view something or how to have an opinion on something is really, really dangerous, and censorship is really dangerous. And I think, like, for example, the Royal Family, I mean, it was funny at the time. It's still funny. It's reflective of real life. You know, it caricatures kind of real life. I don't think you can put a warning on it. If you're offended by something, you can switch off. I mean, there's an opt out on everything. I think.
Mm. You know, I mean, some of the language now, you know, it is offensive.
Okay, but that's subjective, surely. I mean, comedy.
I don't know how subjective. Paul, there's very little offends me, to be honest, and even I think some of it's offensive.
But is it done with the intention to offend or the intention to try to be funny? And that's where comedy, I think, gets a pass on a lot of things.
Okay, well, so you think so you think comedy programs a little bit different?
But yeah, it doesn't mean there's nothing. Like Ricky Gervais is a great champion of that. There's nothing you shouldn't be allowed to make a joke about, and I would agree with him if it's not meant to you know hurt or cause offence. Then it's purely subjective whether you find something is funny or not. Okay. I mean, you could watch any program, and some people will enjoy it, and some people won't enjoy it for various reasons. You can't put a warning on everything. If you put a warning on that people might be offended, you'd have to put it on a Ruckus TV as well.
what do you make of that for Nuala Jones? You can't, you know, comedy maybe gets a little bit of a pass.
I do think that's a fair point in the sense that, yes, obviously it wasn't written with the purpose of offending. If that was the case, then, I mean, a lot of stuff wouldn't have been written. And that's my point of it being maybe okay, again, inverted commas, at the time. But I don't think it's a fair comparison to say that, oh, yeah, we're going to have to stop. We're going to have to put warnings on people eating meat to protect the vegans. Like, we're talking about language that's discriminatory against marginalized groups, like people who identify under the LGBTQ umbrella who might find that offensive. By the same token, there's a lot of people that in that group that probably won't. But I just think it helps the people who would potentially be upset by that. And that doesn't take away from my enjoyment of a programme as a cis, white, female who identifies as being straight. Like, I just think, why does it bother you that much? I don't think there's going to be warnings on everything, as you say, because a lot of the stuff is fine. I just think sometimes we have to look back and be like, listen, this isn't particularly right now. This could upset someone. Let's just stick something here and say, look, it says this. We don't really 100% stand by it, just so you're aware, just to help those people.
Okay, Paul?
I think it's a small step then from putting a warning on something that might be offensive. And purely off the top of my head, you know, somebody commits suicide over something that they find traumatic or pushes them too far. And then is the person responsible who wrote the joke or, you know, said the line on TV and where does it stop? There's a responsibility on the offended to accept that they are offended by things. And there is a responsibility on broadcasters and writers and whatever.
Yeah, well, maybe maybe that's the very reason why the likes of, you know, the BBC are putting on a warning. I don't know that, but Mark has got in touch with us here on the News Talk text line. He says, I would be more concerned about bullying in the show, in the royal family, rather than I would the bad language. It's a programme, actually, I haven't seen in a long time, but it's not the only show, like Fawlty Towers, Dad's Army. Fionnuala, do you think it's every programme now? Does every show that's out there from kind of the 70s, 80s, 90s face scrutiny now about this?
Yeah, to be honest, I think it's important to look back and consider what we put out and what we stood behind in terms of media and content, and just to reflect, like no one's looking to point fingers. And this whole idea of cancelling things, it's just accountability. It's not cancelling, it's not censorship. It's taking accountability and saying, look, okay, this wasn't right. Maybe we need to pull this. Maybe we need to change this. Maybe we need to flag that this is going to upset certain subsections of people. And just making the changes and acknowledging that, look, it's not right for this time. It's not something we stand behind. Like, you've seen it even with the likes of more recent shows like 30 Rock, with the wake of, they had a couple of really dodgy episodes concerning race. Tina Fey pulled them. Community is another one. They had a couple of really dodgy episodes that have since been pulled. To be honest, I think it's the right thing to do.
Okay, all right. Fionnuala Jones, broadcaster and journalist, thanks for joining us. And also, Paul, thanks for getting in touch with us here as well on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. If you're going to be offended, don't watch the programme. There's loads of variety out there, says this listener. Jim in Cork has got in touch with us on 53106, and he says, this warning, cancel, offensive crusade is all a form of fascism. Who is the authority to determine what I am allowed to see or hear? There's no right not to be offensive. Rather than mulling over about the language in Dad's Army, what about Mrs. Brown's Boys or other programmes as well? None of the callers will take them on. You can keep them coming into us. We'll come back to this a little bit later in the programme.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth and truly delicious chocolate experience.